Moving on to hurling and the Conor McGurk Cup, and Donegal were in action earlier on today. They had a big win against Monaghan. Donegal 3-31, Monaghan 8 points. Delighted to say Donegal manager Mickey McCann joins us here live on Highland Radio. Mickey, a big, big margin of victory. Sometimes that can be good things. Sometimes you don't learn a lot, but I suppose important, it's good to get out and get the season rolling.
Yeah, it's good to get matches, Chris, and friendly matches are hard to get at this time of year. So Conor McGurk Cup is perfect preparation, you know, for the coming into the start of the league. I suppose on the day, Monaghan were probably well below par, Chris, and they didn't give us much of a challenge. But to be fair, our boys were very good in the first half and played at a high tempo and very clinical front of the net. So a good outing for us, Chris. To say we emptied the bench, we got a look at four or five boys made their debut, and maybe I think we used maybe 28 players today. So all in all, good day out, and we move on into the semi-final and the competition now, you know.
Yeah, well, that's really what it's all about, isn't it, this time of year? You know, it's great to get the guys off the bench to see people. It helps you formulate your plans, and for those guys who were coming in, sounds like quite a few of them stepped up and did what was asked of them.
Yeah, I suppose we're in a bit of transition. Chris, we had a few retirements and a few boys opting out this season, and it opened the door for the younger boys, you know, and the likes of Conor Gardner and Rory Campbell, Liam McKinney, Oisin Marley, and them who were on the fringe last year are stepping up for probably a starting spot. And look, that means these games are so important for them to get them at this level of senior hurling, to get them ready for the first round in February, you know. So much tougher task ahead probably in the semi-final, but we're trying to get as many games out of the competition as possible, so we'll be doing our best maybe to try one that too and move on to a final like last year, you know.
Well, conditions today, it's far from hurling weather, but to knock up a score of that magnitude shows that people were certainly pretty accurate with their dispatches of the slither over the bar and into the net.
Yeah, they were pretty clinical. I suppose Richie up front the net there, and Rowan McDermott coming for a goal or two, and in the half forward line, Liam McKinney, and then were very accurate, and Conor Gerton from midfield. Look, we had a lot of scores there, even from the cornerbacks out. Pushing up the pitch was something we're trying to work on. Everybody just backs himself, Chris, and the day is a perfect day to do it, you know. And but at this time of year, it's definitely big shooting, but under no illusions, they'll be under a lot more pressure than they were today, moving on in the competition, and you just won't have that much time possibly on the ball. And, you know, we made the most of the day, but next day it'll be up a level, you know.
Yeah, so what exactly is the schedule now for the next couple of weeks in terms of training and actual matches?
Well, we have been working hard in fitness for the last month, because something that maybe we felt was needed badly. And look, the boys are in good shape for January. They're very physically in good shape today. But I suppose they'll be going to do tough fitness sessions next week again, Tuesday, Thursday, but we're out next Saturday again in the McGurk Cup. And if you come through that, you're in a final next Wednesday, the following Wednesday. So about a couple of weeks ahead, if we can get another victory, we'd have a McGurk Cup final to look ahead to on Wednesday week, you know.
And finally, Mickey, I suppose just how important is it to get a bit of early season momentum going? I mean, it can certainly help when it goes into the league.
It definitely does. And I suppose being up this part in Ulster, the friendly games are very hard to get, so the World Cup's very important to us, and last year we had a great run on it, you know, and it sent us in good stead coming into the league, which we won our first three matches, which put us in a great position to push the top end of the table. So in terms of preparation, this competition is very, very important, and it saves you looking to get challenge games. So it's definitely a competition we look forward to every year and seeing where we're at, you know.